to tell us more about tomorrow's game, we have Stamps reporter Danny Austin with us. Danny, how are you doing on this fine Friday?
I'm good, man. I'm in Vancouver. Won't surprise you to hear it's rainy. Nobody's asking, but I'm actually quite damp right now. So, you know, just deeply uncomfortable as we talk. It's great.
What took you outside in the rain today?
I wanted to go to a sneaker shop.
Nah.
I went and looked at shoes. there's very few things that get me out of a hotel, like looking at shoes. But yeah, that's what's up.
Well, you are very well known, maybe even more than your Stamps reporting for your six shoe games. So I'm not surprised by that at all, Danny.
I appreciate it. I do not have the money for the shoe collection that I have, but you know, you got to make an impact somehow.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
In Vancouver, huge game tomorrow night, Danny. The Stamps can tie the Riders for second in the West, even though they'll have one more game played. But just what are some of the big implications that this game has for us tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, we're in an interesting spot in the season. The Stampeders have sort of salvaged a lot by beating the Riders twice in a row over the last couple of weeks. I think if we were talking a month ago, a lot of people would have said the Stamps are done. Like, this is the season's wash. That's not where we're at anymore. The weird thing is, they still can't afford to lose. So they have a lot to lose, and they also have a lot to gain, but it's more if they lose any of these games. BC, they're trying to track down the standings. The Riders are close, but you just can't, with a shortened CFL season, you can't fall back. So this game, you know, if they win, they're suddenly in a playoff position. You'd argue they're probably the hottest or second hottest, if not the hottest team in the league behind the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. And there's a lot to be excited about, but a loss, it just puts them so far behind the eight ball again. That there'd be, you know, real repercussions to that.
Yeah, for sure it would. And BC missing Lucky Whitehead, obviously. A couple broken fingers. That x-ray did not look good.
That was nasty.
We will not see Jake Mayer this week. He is in COVID protocol. Bo's been a little banged up this season, and he's come out of a couple games, and Jake has come in to replace him. Is Michael O'Connor ready if Bo has to leave the game like he has on a couple of occasions this season?
I honestly believe he is. I mean, it's been a tough go for Michael O'Connor. A lot of people were not only expecting, but some people, I won't name who, were reporting that Michael O'Connor was going to start when Bo Levi Mitchell was pulled because of that fractured fibula. And it didn't happen. The Stamps went with Jake Mayer, and he really impressed. So O'Connor was sort of knocked down the depth chart. But look, this is a guy, I mean, yes, he's a Canadian quarterback, and there are some people who are just going to automatically, you know, disbelieve in his abilities because of that. But the guy's been around the CFL. He's achieved a lot at the college level. And to be honest, I mean, he's got a great arm. He's been – I spoke to his head coach at UBC, Blake Nell, a little while ago, and he just said, look, this is a guy who's been – working toward this his whole life. So I'm excited to see it if he does get in. I imagine we're only going to see him on short yardage in case, unless Bo does get hurt. But look, Michael O'Connor, I mean, I'm not a scout. I'm not going to project what he's capable of, but I do think that he's played. The Stampeders aren't going to feel like they've automatically lost just if he has to get in for a few snaps.
Has Bo been a full participant all week?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I'll be honest, like dating back a couple of years when Bo needs, he's a veteran. When he needs a day off or a day where he takes less reps, you give it to him. But, you know, Bo, it's weird. He pulled himself out of that first Riders game with what appeared to be a shoulder injury. We were all really worried. And then it was all much to do about nothing. He's been back. I'd argue that last weekend against the Riders was his best game of the year. I think there's real progress there. And I think ultimately, I think people should expect Bo to be, you know, I don't know if he can be the quarterback that he was in 2017, 2018, but I think he's looked better week over week. And this is a guy who had a long layoff and basically no training camp, which we don't want to say it's an excuse, but it might be a bit of an explanation for some of his performances earlier in the year.
Yeah, fair enough. And he did look very good against the Riders last week and until he got hurt in that game back here in Calgary as well. Kadeem Carey, what a game he had last week against the Riders. Speaking of good performances, just how important is it for this Stamps team to establish a run with Kadeem and keep him utilized in all facets of the game against BC this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, we've been waiting for him. I don't want to say we've been waiting for Kadeem Carey to, like, break out and show us what he can do. I just think we've been waiting for the Stampeders to give him the ball a little bit more. And then the nice thing about that game against the Riders was the Stamps sort of got up early, so they were able to give him the ball and run the ball with him. And we're going to see the Lions coming off a bye week. I'd expect them to have, you know, a few tricks up their sleeve in the early going here, so that might not happen. But, I mean, Kadeem Carey, like, guys, if you're not CFL fans, I mean, this is a legitimate NFL talent. He was a star in college. He's just, like, an exceptionally fun guy to watch play. And, I mean, he's got that speed. He's got that burst. But he also runs guys over. I put him right up there with William Stanback as one of the two best running backs in the league at this point. I think he saw that last week. I mean, it was 168, 178 total yards between rushing and receiving. So I think they have a star in Kadeem Carey. And I think it's really exciting going into the tail end of the season that we've finally seen it and that we might see the coaching staff have that confidence to call a few more run plays and just believe that he'll be able to get those 6-7 yards on first down.
Yeah, for sure. And I agree with you. I've covered the team a couple times for Matt Rose when he's been on break, and Kadeem Carey just always seems like someone that's just about to blow up and then gets, you know, like 8 touches in a game. And it's just hard to understand sometimes, but clearly he made the most of his opportunity last week, and we'll see if he can continue that on against the Lions this week. If you're the Stamps, what's the biggest challenge they face against this BC team this weekend?
I mean, a man named Brian Burnham, probably the best receiver in the entire CFL. I honestly think, I'm going to be perfectly honest, I think that the Lions are a good football team who has a record that happens to be sort of bolstered by the fact that they played the Ottawa Redblacks twice. And the Ottawa Redblacks are, while they are growing and probably not as bad as the Edmonton Elks, they're arguably the worst team in the CFL. So, look, I don't think the Lions have much of a run game. I think that they sort of had a two-headed monster in the receiving game with Lucky Whitehead and Brian Burnham. As you said, Whitehead is out with just a gruesome injury. But Brian Burnham, I mean, I think I was doing the calculations, and in the last 9 games against the Stamps, he's averaging something like 85 yards. He is just the type of, like, he's so dynamic. He's so much fun. But that's going to be the challenge. I think that the Stampeders offense is capable of putting up points. I think we're seeing real progress. If they can cut out the turnovers, they're going to give, you know, really become something. But the defense is as good as anyone in the league, and it's just a matter of luck. There's one guy there. And that makes it sound like it's a simple task, but that one guy happens to be as good as anyone in the entire league. So I honestly, like, I don't want to oversimplify things, but I really do think if you can shut down Brian Burnham, you should be winning this game.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm sure he will get targeted a lot. They have James Butler, I believe, is in the backfield after a release earlier this week. Kamar Jordan, off of the Stamps roster again this week, he was seen at practice a few times. How close is he to getting back in that lineup?
He's getting close. I would not be surprised if we see him next week at home against the Riders. So the thing with Kamar, for people who don't know, he had an absolutely brutal knee injury. I mean, he tore 3 ligaments, I believe, in his knee in 2018. So I think that the Stampeders, knowing that, are just being careful with him, and they have to be careful with him. So he's dealing with a hamstring injury right now. Hamstrings are, like, particularly in football, where you're, you know, accelerating off the line, you're pushing, are notorious for keeping guys out longer than they want to be. They just don't necessarily heal in a predictable way. So, you know, Kamar Jordan, I'd argue him and Kadeem Carey are the two best playmakers on this offense. Kamar Jordan was leading the CFL in receiving yards when he had this hamstring injury. He's obviously a huge, huge, huge absence. But I will say, on the other side, what it's done is allowed them to sort of push other receivers into bigger roles, you know, gain that chemistry between Bo and those younger receivers. And I think that it's going to be good long term. So I expect KJ back next week. If he's not back next week, he's definitely back the week after that. You know, that's having spoken with coaches about what we're sort of thinking here. And when he does come, he's a huge boost. But I don't think his absence is an excuse for the Stampeders not winning this game.
It's not a great run game from BC so far this season. Going to be a lot of pass, as it has been all year, unless they completely flip the script. How do you feel the defensive backs of the Stamps fare against a heavy pass style with Mike Riley?
I mean, I think that, it's, to be honest, a little sneak preview, which everyone's dying for of my story today. I mean, I think that the Stampeders defensive backs had by far their worst game of the season in the Labor Day Classic. sort of got shredded apart, and we're kind of called out by Dave Dickinson afterwards. He said, like, look, we spend more money on our DBs than anyone in the league. We need them to be better than that. And I honestly think that they have been. The Riders don't exactly have the best receiving core in the league, so I don't know how much, you know, we can take from that. But in the last four games the Stamps have played, they've allowed two defensive touchdowns. I really think that we're seeing Raheem Wilson and Deshaun Amos kind of come together over on the boundary side. Jonathan Moxie's been a revelation. Honestly, I think that this DB group is probably the best in the league. The one thing that they're missing is interceptions. And, you know, coaches always say you got to win the line of scrimmage and then you got to win the turnover battle. And it's sort of plagued the Stampeders this year that they haven't won that turnover battle. I think they have three interceptions on the year. That's, as Dave Dickinson said, that's not enough. But I honestly, like, I don't want to say I have full faith because that's the wrong term, but I really do believe that this group is dynamic. They run a complicated defense, and they're getting better. So you can probably tell from the tone of my voice and sort of I'm repeating, I expect the Stampeders to win this game tomorrow, and I think that the defense is the biggest reason why, and I think those DBs are really coming into their own and helping out an exceptional linebacking duo in Darnell Sankey and Jameer Thurman, and then a D-line that's really improved.
Yeah, I wanted to get to the D-line. Mike Rose had two sacks last week against the Riders. That was basically it, but the two games against the Riders, they have put a lot of pressure on Cody Fajardo. Do you see a breakout against BC with how much they throw the ball and, you know, you're racking up 5-6 sacks tomorrow?
100%. I mean, you know this, but I mean, like, sacks are, like, you know, sacks are obviously something that we use to measure the success of a defensive line, but they don't really tell the whole story. Cody Fajardo he's a slippery guy, man. Like, he's hard to take down. He's always moving. He's bouncing around the pocket. He's running, but the Stampeders did. I mean, they were chasing him down, dude. Like, it was almost every play. I mean, Mike Rose was just bullying the Riders' O-line, which, to be fair, is terrible. But, yeah, I mean, I look at Sean Lemon. I think Isaac Adeyemi-Bargland, the Stamps' first-round pick in the 2020 draft, he's, again, when I say – I mean, he might be the most improved from week one until now of anyone on the defense. He's really playing exceptionally. You'd like to see him get rewarded with a couple sacks. But, you know – you say two sacks. It was unbelievable the way that D-line dominated the Riders' O-line. And, I mean, it probably is time for a breakout and a little national recognition. And what you got to say, I mean, if this team's kind of in second place or jumps the Lions in third, and I haven't actually looked at the standings right in front of me, so I should have been careful with that sentence. But I think that you are going to see this group start getting recognition because they really, really have improved over the last month.
Yeah, it was Cody was catching the snap and running away basically every single play the last 2 weeks. So, and then just one more from me here. How crucial is it for the Stamps to have a kicker that they can trust in clutch situations when it seems like bad kicking seems to be a problem across all of pro football, especially this season? It's been brutal in the NFL. It's been brutal in the CFL. But Rene Paradis just continues to do what he does.
Yeah, I mean, you less than 40 yards, less than 45 yards, you just know he's money every time. He's been doing this for, what, a decade now? And it's such a source of, you know, you can just – the coaches don't need to worry when Rene Paradis goes out on the field. And as you said, like, it's – I mean, I thank God you're not asking me what's wrong with kicking across North America because I can't explain it, but it's been awful. And, you know, Rene's just out there calmly and casually doing his job, not saying much about it. And, you know, he – is doing it in pressure situations. I mean, they won on a last-second field goal last week. So, Rene Paradis, I don't know that we ever fully appreciate kickers the way we probably should, but I do think that, you know, the hardcore Stamps fans around Calgary know how good he is, and I'm glad you asked because it's good to highlight because he's just one of those guys. Because he's so reliable, we don't talk about him enough, right? And he deserves to be talked about as, you know, one of the best, if not the best, that we've seen in the last decade.
Yeah, absolutely. He is just automatic, and that penalty last week did nothing to hinder him. He just moves back 5 yards and drills another one. So, yeah, I'm with you. I have the Stamps outright to beat BC tomorrow. Unfortunately for them, I'm very bad on predicting their games this season. So sorry to all Stamps and Stamps fans if I somehow jinx that. But enjoy Vancouver, Danny. Enjoy the game tomorrow, and we will catch up soon.
Thanks, buddy. Super appreciate you having me on. We'll talk soon. Cheers.
All right. There you go, Danny Austin, down the Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar guest hotline.